With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. No surprise here at all. Russia releasing early returns showing Vladimir Putin has 88% of the votes in an election where the opposition, of course, was stifled. Another attack on a ship in the Red Sea.
The attack was the latest in the rebels' campaign against shipping over Israel's ongoing war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. British military authorities said that under inspection of the vessel in daylight, no damage was found and the crew was safe. In a statement, the Houthis claimed responsibility for the attack and identified the tanker as the Panama-flagged Vietnamese-owned Pacific 01. That tanker, which has been repeatedly targeted by the Houthis, previously belonged to the company of Israeli billionaire Idan Ofer. The Houthis have attacked ships since November, saying they want to force Israel to end its offensive in Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has come out swinging. He is livid. He says he will continue to increase the fight against Hamas despite new U.S. criticism from the Democrats.
We're not obstructing peace. We're ensuring that we don't have a catastrophic suicidal move. And second, it's not just me. It's the vast majority of Israelis. So if you want to take up the issue with the vast majority of Israelis, say so. Say you're against the vast majority of the people of Israel. And don't try to personalize it, because it's not a personal thing. I'm leading the policy that most Israelis think is essential for our survival and our future.
Audio courtesy of Fox and Friends. European Union announcing an $8 billion aid package for Egypt. The move comes as great concerns about that economic pressure and conflicts in neighboring countries could begin to drive more migrants to European shores. This is SRN News. Mexico's presidential candidate signing a commitment for peace with church leaders.
The document proposes strategies to reduce violence following church criticism that Mexico suffers from a deep crisis of violence and social decomposition. Presidential frontrunner Claudia Sheinbaum said she did not share that pessimistic assessment, but would be open to dialogue with church leaders. The opposition candidate criticized the increased military presence in Mexico and said the church can play a fundamental role in building peace. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The director of The Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 being delayed because of legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins says the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter. And he says also to make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for viewers. This is SRN News. Choice Hotels abandoning its hostile $8 billion takeover bid for Wyndham Hotels and Resorts.
Choice says while it received support from some Wyndham shareholders, it wasn't sufficient enough to conclude that a deal could be done with Wyndham's board already in opposition. Choice launched a hostile takeover for Wyndham in December. That was after repeated attempts to reach a deal with the rival hotel chain were rebuffed.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Wyndham runs Days Inn, La Quinta, Ramada, and a host of others. Choice has 7,500 hotels in 46 countries. With the April 8th total solar eclipse right around the corner, businesses are getting ready for the big event. Hotels and resorts along the Prime Path now beginning to bring visitors in with special packages, while companies are also selling seats on eclipse viewing flights. More details at srnnews.com.